Shalom, this is Billy Brailman, the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. I do trust that you went online or were with us last week, as you heard by radio, or you went online to our archives, and you were with us as we studied the prophetic Psalms. First, we studied 22, 23, and 24, and then we went to 46, 47, and 48. Psalm 46 is when Israel begins to know oppression. And I'm going to go back just for our purposes today and reread. I ran into a rabbi's wife, and she told me when I asked her, how do you feel about the rockets coming from the south and eventually the efforts to smash the borders of Israel? And she said, our rabbis tell us that we are living in Psalm 46. Well, Psalm 46 talks about the pressure that will come upon Israel, and it will increase and increase and increase until God has really judged the earth and taken over the earth. Now, this is how it begins, and I'm going to read from the Tehillim, the Psalms. We made an offer on this book. You can go last week on archives and see how you can get this yourself. But it begins with, God is for us refuge and strength, a very accessible help in distress. So we shall not be afraid at earth's transformation and at mountains' collapse in the heart of the sea. Its waters will rage and be muddied. Mountains will roar in his glory. Selah. Why will they not be afraid? The next voice says in their translation, the river. That's why they won't be afraid. The river. Its streams will gladden the city of God, sanctified dwelling place of the Most High. The river. We have gone into great detail teaching this week about what that river was and is. The river, it means the springs of Gihon. It was secret springs that were there by God's placing them there. And the Gihon Spring flowed down into the Gihon River, and then eventually it made up the pools of Shiloah, or as the New Testament calls them, the pools of Siloam. Shiloah means sent. These waters are sent from God. And I told you that my interest in these waters was first piqued when I read in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 6, and the king is Ahaz, and he's the king of Judah, and he has not trusted in God as his source, as Hezekiah and others did before him. And so the prophet comes to tell him, you've missed it. And this is the poetic way in which the prophet tells him. Isaiah 8, 6. For as much or since this people refuse the waters of Shiloah that go softly, and rejoice in Rezin and Ramaliah's son. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord brings upon them the waters of the river, the Euphrates, strong and many, even the king of Assyria and all his glory. He shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks. In other words, the king of Judah did not trust in God as their source, which the waters of Gihon were called. They were called the source. The waters of Shiloah, Hebrew means sent, symbolized that God was their source. He was the living waters. We've gone into this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. And if you want to go back and see what's happening to those waters right now, they're being uncovered. But they did not. This king of Judah did not trust in God, their source, and the waters of the Gihon, which symbolized God as their source, and God, the covenant they had with God. But he trusted in making an alliance with heathen kings. He feared them to the point of appeasement to other kings. Therefore, the Lord was going to give them over to the invading Assyrians from the land of the Euphrates. So I've been thinking about these waters. Jesus stood by them. They're coming in the future. We went into all of that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You can go on the archives to billybrim.org and find it. And so I've been thinking about all that. Now, we went to March, and we joined up with John Hagee and CUFI, Christians United for Israel. The tour, our tour, we brought a tour to join with his peoples. We had over 1,000 people there at the same time, and we marched in the streets of Jerusalem. 1,000 people marched and said, "We're with you. We're standing with you." We had banners from every state in the Union. And this was at the time when rockets were falling from Gaza. This is at the time when the Arab states were calling for the borders of Israel to be smashed. And here were 1,000 Christians. We marched in the streets. It was my blessing. I think we'll put it up online because I want you to see it. It was my blessing to walk by that man of God, Brother John Hagee, who had brought those Christians to say, "We're standing with you." The people would cry. Old women would cry. Young girls cried because it seems to them like, I don't like this verse of scripture. It's in Jeremiah chapter 30, and it says, "All your lovers have forsaken you." Even the United States of America has made moves toward the past several administrations in trying to push forth this crazy roadmap to peace, two-state solution. And then the present administration has come out so much on the sides that are enemies of Israel. And so to be a part of 1,000 people marching in the streets of Jerusalem was exhilarating. And I knew that we were on the Lord's side. We might not be the majority, but if you are on God's side, you are the majority. We call ourselves Christian Zionists because we believe in God's plan and His word, which so truly prophesies that He's going to bring them back to Zion. And we are those who say we believe it, and we stand with them in coming home, and we stand with Jerusalem being the eternal capital of Israel and never being divided. It was so great as we marched down the streets singing with such exuberance and such strength as God strengthened us as we were marching. Now, we also had a night when Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed Pastor John Hagee's, at his invitation, the CUFI members, 1,000 of whom had gathered in Jerusalem. Somehow, I don't know how it happened. It was really kind of interesting because as we were going in, I mean, there was high priority. And as we were going into the hotel where he was going to speak, used to be the La Rome, now it's Inbal. And they had us, we'd gone through all kinds of security, and we were on a kind of a circular staircase going down to where Benjamin Netanyahu would be speaking. When suddenly, from the bottom, they hollered, "Go back, go back!" And we all ran back up the circular staircase, and there was an unidentified package down there. So they had to treat it as if it were a bomb. It was not a bomb, but they had to treat it as if it were. So they brought in the sniffer dogs, and we all had a little taste of what Israel goes through all the time and are accustomed to, and what Benjamin Netanyahu goes through all the time. So we finally got down there. And when we got down there in the meeting room, Benjamin Netanyahu was going to speak from the podium. And I found myself sitting in the seat exactly in front of him. I wondered that Brother Hagee wasn't there, but Brother Hagee was a little bit more over to the right, maybe so that he could get out sooner or something. But I was in the center, right in front of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And my Kylie was with me because they knew that someone was accompanying me. We were rather surprised that we were sitting there. And he got up to speak. And he began to speak about what was going on around them at the present time. But he got a joy in his heart. And he said, "But we are going to trust in the waters of Shiloah and the givers of those waters." I'm telling you, that got me. I almost came out of my seat. And in fact, I answered back when he began with the spiritual analogy of trusting in the waters of Shiloah. I answered him back like I do preachers. I've been doing it for years. I've done it with Kenneth E. Hagin. I would answer him back. I don't know, something just comes on me, something of the Spirit, and I say, "That's right," or maybe I'll speak aloud what they're talking about. When he got up there and he began to speak of that, two words escaped my lips out loud, loudly. You shouldn't do that really in front of the Prime Minister, especially when they've had all the dogs out and everything. But I almost came out of my seat when he began with the spiritual analogy of trusting in the waters of Shiloah. And I said, "The Gihon." And he looked down at me straight in my eyes and he said, "That's right, the Gihon." And I thought, God drew me to the study of the Gihon when a king of his people had rejected the waters that go softly and their source. And I thought, is this a king of Israel acknowledging what the ancient Judean king did not? If it is, it will go well with them. And they have the right king. He stood before us and told us how his son had become the Bible champion. They have a big contest, a Bible contest, every year in Israel. And then they have the international Bible contest with all the Jews in the world, young people entering. Kind of like we'd have a spelling bee, but on a much higher order. And his son, most people, their boys begin studying, their women, and little girls, at the age of 3 or 4. But I think his son started at the age of 12 or so. And he said, "I study now with my son every week the Word. Every Shabbat we get up early and we study together." I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe that Israel has a king who's trusting in the source of the waters of the Gihon. We'd like you to come and be with us when we look at the Holy Spirit as our source. June 12 through June 15, School of the Holy Spirit with Joe Jordan and Ron Smith. We'll be studying those waters as they exemplified, as Jesus said in John 7, "Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water." This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom, shalom.